Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley, and today is April 26, 2017, and we're gathering that old gang of ours around the Blog Talk iPod posting to bring you a week of Access Astrology. We're three astrologers, two of us here right now, sit and chat around what's going on in the heavens above and how you can work with it. And so I'm joined by my friend Heather.
This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota, where it is about to snow.
Where there's snow, there's snow?
Yeah, it's supposed to snow tonight. Yeah, they call it, called it Sprinter, you know, halfway between spring and winter. We're in Sprinter.
That's not very nice of them.
Yeah, it's Mercury retrograde. It took it literally, went back, decided what to do. Winter, just for a day.
It said, I'm going to give you a little more snow. Wow. Yeah, and so we've been,
it's
going to come at midnight, okay. And you had the snakes in the backyard
32.
Again, too, right?
Yeah, it'll slow the snakes down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the snakes all wake up now because it's springtime.
Yeah,
Heather lives on the bank of the Mississippi.
Yep, running around. This is, an urban area. It's an urban neighborhood, and yet we have snakes in our yard, which I kind of like, with the bunnies, and the snakes keep the mice down, but they don't like to move in this cold weather.
Right. Yeah, they're a little chilled. And how's Mark out there? I see you on the line, Mark.
Hi. Hello.
Good to hear you. All three of us tonight. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
It must be something wonderful in the heavens. Must be a new moon in Taurus.
Maybe it's Mercury retrograde.
Mercury retrograde. We're back to it. And Mercury is in that with the same degree as Uranus. It's not exactly conjunct for a few more days, but it's sitting right on it. It's going to back up behind it and go right back over it. But that Taurus new moon, you know, that the moon loves being in Taurus. And so it's been a kind of cuddly, productive day.
Yeah, I got a lot done today, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a day of good food.
Mm.
Taurus moons are good food. So there's this new place near us that makes a squash burrito. Butternut squash burrito. Mm-hmm. It's beyond fabulous with a little cheese, a little rice and beans, and butternut squash kind of roasted. Oh, so good. So it's definitely Taurus moon is a good eating day too. And it is a juicy new moon. It's very big. Venus is Taurus, of course, which is the most fertile sign, one of the most fertile signs of the zodiac, and it says spring, 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 and it's answering to an exalted Venus at the anaretic degree of Pisces, the last degree, which means it's the last degree of Pisces, but it's also the last degree of the whole zodiac. So it has a lot of potential in that little Pisces moon. And Venus has finished her square to Saturn, which she was kind of getting blocked for the last 3 weeks because she was retrograde, he was retrograde, they were square, they were crabby, they were fighting, they were done. She has now escaped, and she's moving on to Aries because she's moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But before she goes, she's going to turn to us today or tomorrow, and I think everybody in the listening audience should sit down either today or tomorrow and do a little ritual around what you want to bring in, what you want to grow, what you want to nurture, because this is one of the most fertile moons I've seen in a really long time.
Yes,
indeed. And it's powered by this incredible launch of energy as Venus goes into Aries, right as she does Mercury and Uranus explode. So Friday is a pretty explosive day.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage you to be cautious around cautious on it because it is kind of it's also Uranus, which is kind of unexpected things taking place. So, you know, kind of weird things. I heard of somebody today who caught on fire in his tractor. I'm like, really?
Oh,
his tractor caught on fire? And he burned to death. I was like, wow. But so Mercury Uranus is kind of unexpected. Be very careful with fires on Friday. But also just it's a very volatile, quick, fast day. And Venus, of course, dives from Pisces into the fire and says, okay, let's roll. And she's in a pretty frisky mood, too. And she's causing a lot of stir out there. Mark, what do you see?
Well, I'm still looking at that Taurus new moon. I think it's really it's a nice time every year when you get the new moon in Taurus. It's it goes along with a lot of blooms and that whole sense of starting the spring.
Mm-hmm.
All the buds are coming out, and you know it's time to put seeds in the ground and.
The bunnies are making hay out here.
I tell
you what, the birds are singing their mating call, and you know, we can really add that. Any friendships that we start now, any projects we begin, will produce results. Maybe not the ones we think they're going to with Mercury Uranus conjunct, but they will grow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, with Mercury Uranus, it can go in an unexpected direction.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll probably like it.
Yeah.
So.
Wonderful.
So what else do you guys notice about the heavens right now?
Mark, do you have anything? And it's going to be interesting, Venus coming out of Pisces where she likes to be. I'm feeling the energy starting to rev up. We'll have both Venus and Mars now in extroverted air and fire signs. And so it's not going to be an introspective time or necessarily particularly intimate. It is going to be time to kind of get up and out and connect, and hopefully we'll see some action on positive things. Now, Venus goes into Aries, brings up everybody's emotional ire. I've noticed the stock markets and the politics respond more to Venus and Mars than they do to anything logical, because people
mm-hmm.
just feel emotionally reactive. And with Venus and Aries, with Venus and Pisces, we kind of look, it's easy to sit there and wring your hands and go like, oh, that's not good, you know. And then when we see it, I think it's going to be interesting. Trump has revealed tax plan to cut taxes to the wealthiest and the corporations and basically leave it the same for everybody else, just simplify the paperwork. And
right.
we'll see how that,
wonder
what
how that's
see
go
that
over
plans.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how people are going to feel about that with when Venus goes into Aries.
Yeah. Well, he didn't say he was going to cut our taxes. He just said he was going to modify the tax plan.
Cut taxes, right. Mm-hmm.
Taxes, but not our taxes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the Donald. What do you want, you know?
Yeah.
For him and his buddies. So.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good, yeah.
And
so,
you know, it's going to be interesting to see. This is the third, the second pass out of three passes with Mercury Uranus conjunction.
Right.
And you know, it's as if there's major change. I mean, I'm feeling it because we're in the midst of buying and selling houses, and everything is up in the air and waiting. And it's a pivot point, and it's like all the cards are thrown up in the air, and we'll see what lands. And we really hope they land in the right order, but
yeah.
we won't know till it happens. So there's a lot of, you know, holding our breath to see which way the changes go. And
right.
I'm hearing this from client after client, too, that there's, you know, changes in the air and they can't see what's happening with them.
Right. right. Yeah, and they
Mark,
can feel
did you
it
just...
underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you just get a car, Mark?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We picked up the car.
How is that car working? I mean, with, you know, the Mercury Uranus can sometimes bring ingenious mechanics,
yeah.
But how do you feel about having bought that with Mercury retrograde?
Oh, not a problem, because we're replacing another car. So.
Right, and it's a secondhand car?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So that's
yeah,
cool. Started. What kind did you get?
Yeah. It's a Toyota RAV4. So
oh, cool.
Heather has had this car before.
Yes,
right?
And I loved it.
Yeah.
I did indeed. And there was a wonderful, and Mercury retrograde humor. I don't know if I've been traveling, and I go, no, you have too, Anne. I flew to see my daughter in Seattle last week, and the airplane ride was no problem. I get there, and in Seattle they have all these different gates that are connected by a tram car, but the tram car was delayed. So here I am, arriving on time, the airline's friend, I get off the airplane, and then we're stuck at this little interior train station for 45 minutes. I can't get there.
Wow.
No one can find our bags. And when the little thing shuttle shows up, we have to pry the doors open by hand. Everybody has to get in there because the mechanics to open and close the doors have failed.
Wow.
Which makes it exciting.
Wow.
And there was a funny story on the news from, I think it was repeated from last year, but the headline is, astrologist boyfriend is confused and is sure there's Mercury in Gatorade. I think he's misread Mercury in retrograde.
Oh.
And,
oh.
And,
that's cute.
Yes. And that he was now avoiding the Gatorade and was looking it all up and researching Gatorade and Mercury because he was sure that he was
right.
being poisoned by it.
Sure.
So that was a lovely example of misunderstandings that happened with Mercury and Gatorade, Mercury and retrograde. Have either of the two of you had some interesting Mercury retrograde experiences?
I have. It's I've been running into a lot of people from the past, a lot of people, you read me 10 years
mm-hmm.
ago, I'm coming back. And I'm like, oh, okay, you're welcome. You're always welcome. Do you still have my stuff? I'm like, oh, yeah. We keep everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things I do is keep everything. Kind of getting back out to Colorado where I hadn't been in a few years. So that was really fun. And it was, it's definitely a good time. So I had a good time. Yeah. And retrograde, a lot of hearing from old folk. I had somebody who came back last night to the access group who moved to Texas, and I didn't know she'd moved. She's like, yeah, I've been in Texas. I moved. I'm like, when did you move to Texas? I'm visiting in New York, and I came in to visit. I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't know you moved. So, it was kind of like catching up with people that I hadn't seen in a while, which was great. So
that's wonderful. That is a great use of Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, we like that part. And then we had a good time last night at the thing. So, but yeah, it was good. And then I was in Colorado this week and met a bunch of people that I'd known, but I didn't know well. So that was nice. Kind of got to meet some new people through old people.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were like, "Do you remember me?" I said, "Oh yeah, I remember you." I'm bad with names, but I'm good with faces. So,
yeah. If I can see the face in the chart, I remember a lot more than I do if I have their name.
Yeah. So it's very cool. So that was my fun part. What about you, Mark?
Same sort of thing. Just catching up with people from the past. Good way to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is. I had a funny tonight. Ren called from Montana, and I realized that all my phones were running out of power. And so I quickly put one on and called him back on my cell phone because all my handheld Vonage phones, computer phones, were exhausted. Which is really fortunate that Ren called just then because I hung up, and I realized that I had, some strange radio show that had arranged to interview me to cover somebody who canceled at the last minute, and I had completely forgotten about it, called 5 minutes later and goes, "So, you're ready to be on the show for the next hour?" And I'm like, "Right." And I had forgotten. But if Ren hadn't called, both of my phones would have been out of charge, and I wouldn't have been able to take the call.
Right.
Wow, okay.
So, it's one of those, two wrongs can make a right sometimes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Often if you see, and I was heading out the door to go do something, there's a 2-minute delay, and that's why I was there when the phone call came in. So it's easy to forget things.
Right.
But it's also easy then to pick up on them and find find that sometimes those delays are fortuitous and we find what we need.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah,
and they get us coordinated into the right area. So, you know,
exactly.
It suddenly it's like it's working. It's like, yay. So.
Yeah, don't get mad at delays. Just use them.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. That's
right.
Well put.
Mm-hmm.
So, should we
take callers?
Yes.
Pull up. We have a few people on hold. All right, let's try this one. Been on the longest, 647-531. You're on the air. Can we help?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call. What do I need to provide you right now? My date of birth?
Date, time, and place.
When were you born?
Mm-hmm. I was born 1978, June 6th.
June 6th, 1978.
Mm-hmm.
And time?
1:45 p.m.
Where?
In Hungary.
Okay.
Spell is the name.
And what's your question?
My question is, I'm starting a new career. Not a new career, and I'm also I guess it's around finances. I actually have a sibling overseas who is not cooperating in settling our inheritance after my father, who just passed 2 years ago, and that's really stressing me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, you know, I'm basically my goal right now is to get my finances on track, and I'm really struggling with the scarcity mindset, and you know, the mm-hmm. fact that I have family members who are stealing from me, and I don't want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for empowerment again that I haven't had in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what part of Hungary are you born in?
I'm in it's spelled K-E-C-S-K-E-M-E-T. That's the name of the city.
K-E-C-S.
K-E-M-E-T.
Keskemet?
Yes.
So,
and that's
you know,
June 6, 1978, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So you've got Pluto going back and forth opposed your Venus this year. You've got Venus in Cancer in your 10th house. And Jupiter's sitting, you know, there's the Jupiter's sit, your progressed Jupiter is sitting right on your Venus. So supporting you and helping you with your new work. But
yeah.
The Pluto opposed it. You keep feeling the loss and the loneliness and the
yes.
sadness and the loss of family. All at the same time. So there are some really wonderful openings for you. Saturn also has been opposed to your sun and moon for the last couple of last year and a half, and it kind of a heaviness, and you see the effects of your, because it's coming from your third house of siblings. There's been, you know, heaviness around the relationship of the siblings and feeling like you had to set your edges. And I think it's not, you know, the money would be nice, but it's the fact that he is preventing you from feeling the last wave of support from your family. That looks like the most painful part.
And you know what it is also? Yes, it's absolutely right. And she's using my name without me knowing, because it's, you know, a dual name, and we inherited it together.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I need
mm-hmm.
the money, which you absolutely, mm-hmm. but it's not as bad as those ties that I feel like I'm helpless against. And I feel like the only option I'll have is to get a lawyer. And I don't
mm-hmm.
know if I should do that. And, but, you know, that's a very, very bad
Who's handling the estate?
She is, my sibling.
Ah.
Because I'm not there physically.
And that's, she's the executor?
Well, it's both of us 50-50, but because I'm not there physically, I'm in North America. She
right.
thinks she can do whatever she wants with it.
So there's no one else handling it for the two of you. Normally there's
no.
somebody that's not inheriting that's managing the inheritance.
Yeah.
And distributing it.
Yeah, she's not cooperating at all. She's just dominating everything.
Right. So if you want something from that, you may need to either you know, handle this directly and say to her, you know, split it and give me my part or I will have to get a lawyer. And, you know, this is unfair. I'm not asking you for anything more than my part. And, and you know, do what you would want me to do in if the roles were reversed. But I think that there's a chance. And how far back does Saturn go? Because at 23 degrees, it goes back to her opposer moon.
He does go back to oppose the moon. He hits the moon. Her moon's 2338. Saturn gets to there on May. I'm sorry, on June 27th, he goes back to 2111, and then he gets there again for the second time on 2338. He gets there again on October 21st. So, you know, with Saturn in Gemini, or Saturn in Sag opposite all your Gemini, you know, your sun and your moon, you know, there's a story of sibling rivalry, you know, and of course, with the Mercury in Gemini, you know, combusts the Sun. It's your sibling thinks they're right, and it's opposite the Neptune, so they think they can get away with it. So, what I would do, you do have to be a little more firm than perhaps you would normally be as a Libra rising, but also you're having Pluto opposite your Venus. So, if there's fraud and she's forging your signature, or she's not giving you the proper money. You know, there are legal recourses, it looks like. Not that you necessarily want to do it, but you certainly want to growl a little and, you know, and say to her, you know, you have to step up. Is she older or younger than you in birth order?
She's older.
Okay, so she's she's the only sibling you have, just the two of you?
Yes.
Yeah, so she's your 11th house. So she's your Leo sibling, and she's the Sun, Mars,
Saturn.
And
she's a Leo,
Saturn.
Too.
Yeah, well, she should be, but she's the Saturn-Mars, so she's badly behaved. So you want to say to the, you know, she's been hard with you since you've been a little kid. So you want to say to her, you know, I'm done being nice. You know, this is not, what you're doing is not right, and I'm not going to put up with it. And you really do need to take a firm stand with her. At the very least, say to her, you know, if you steal from me, you'll be stolen from three times, you know, just kind of because she's got Saturn there. So she's got a resonance to this. She is going to boss it around. That's just who she is. But you want to kind of say, you know, you have resources and I would certainly explore what the options are because, you know, there has to be some, even though you're in the States, there are, she has obligations that are part of the estate that are, you know, but you do have to take steps. You know, you can't ignore this. And it's really hard, and you're also having Venus-Pluto square, so there's a whole, this is a karmic thing for you. It's real important, at the very least, you stand up for what you need, speaking the truth to the sister, and, you know, whatever the jealousy issue is that runs there, where she's envious of you, maybe your father liked you better, or maybe, you know, I don't know what the dynamic was, but there's some kind of rivalry that she has with you. So you want to kind of push it a little. So that you know, and kind of say, yeah, you know, Dad did like me better than you, and I'm sorry he didn't like you, but that doesn't mean you get to keep the money. And you want to kind of be firm about this with her. And then, you know, even though it's hard for you, it's, you know, because it's not what you've ever done really before. You've always kind of kept peace. You don't have to do that now. And I think that's an important component. You know, we're having a lot of energy in the sky right now around bullies and standing up to them.
Yes.
And your sister's kind of a bully.
Most definitely. Oh, yes.
Oh?
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. I'm wondering I could ask just, go ahead. But what, just really a quick question, maybe this will help, you know, with what Mark was going to say to you, is how could I empower myself in this situation? Because that's where I feel like I have the greatest need is to get myself strong and empowered and, you know, grounded in my stance where I'm feeling wobbly at this point.
What you need to do is to stand on principle. So really look at the mechanism of the way that this issue is supposed to be handled and what is the principle behind it, and stand for that.
Yeah.
And also,
in other words,
the
don't get sucked into the emotional part of it, but just stay,
I won't.
You know, this is how it's meant to be. This is the principle of the way this is done, and it's not personal. This has to happen. You know, it's bigger than you, bigger than your sister.
And she has power over your money. She doesn't have power over you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you let her make you really unhappy, then you're giving her more power than she needs. You've got Uranus, and it's harder to do than say it. I know that. But she's got you've got Uranus and Saturn both trining into your natal Saturn Mars conjunction in your 11th house. So I see community there as being helpful, the government, the local legal services being helpful. You've got support in your environment there.
Okay.
To support you, and you can focus on what you can do something about, which is this new phase of your own work.
Yes.
And find that keep taking, empower yourself to find your own happiness, whatever she does.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really helpful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
sure.
Welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Good luck with it. This kind of stuff always sucks. But it's really, you know, the whole point of it is this is a karma story for you. So it's really important for you to feel. Yeah, you really have to stand, you know, the Saturn in Leo has to stand for truth and justice. And you have to say to her, you know, this is, you're not being honorable. You're not being a good person. And, you know, certainly you can do this, but you know it comes back. The other thing I like to do, and this is kind of a weird little thing, but it works really well, especially when you're far away from it and you don't have control over how it's going, I like to take raw candy, meaning unwrapped candy, like M&Ms, Skittles, things like that. Find a wooded area, you know, like that looks like where fairies and elves would live. Throw the candy into the woods and ask the fairies and elves to let you know what's going on, you know, to let the truth be revealed about the sister and the inheritance.
Huh?
And what will happen is you very often get help from unexpected places. It works really well. I mean, I have people do it a lot of times when they're getting a divorce or they're getting the husband or the wife is trying to hide the money. And you throw the candy in the woods and suddenly all the financial stuff gets shown. And it's kind of magical and it works. And I would try it with your chart because you've got a lot of energy around working with creativity in a good way. So.
Love it.
It sounds a little weird, but it really works. It's like one of my.
I know it
sounds weird, but just throw some candy in the woods.
I totally resonate with it.
And just kind of, you know, let the truth be revealed. It's really nice.
Yeah.
And you often find out things you wouldn't find out otherwise.
Yes.
So emails get sent, papers get mailed. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes on.
Very cool.
Yeah, so good. So that's, you know, working with the other realms. I think that's it. We're good. And we are towards the end of our show. So we are three astrologers here. And the week ahead, I just noticed that Mercury-Uranus stuff ahead. And what do you guys think to warn people about on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
Hang steady, hold center, don't get caught in the crosswinds. Enjoy, you know, this kind of bubbling ferment, but stay in the moment rather than think you know what's happening in the future. Ground yourself if you're feeling anxious because there's a lot of anxiety, excitement, energy in the air, but it's tending to spin in circles. Mark?
Yep. Stay cool and watch all the stuff bubbling around you.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
I agree. I think that's the way to do it. And also just remember to duck.
Yes.
So, and bring a book, Unavoidable Delays, Mercury, Uranus, you know, traffic jams, airplane delays. Who knows what's going to happen? It's going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun. And I'm traveling.
So much fun.
Take care.
All right, so that's it for Access Astrology. We're signing off. Ann Ortley saying goodbye.
Heather Rowan Robbins.
Mark Wolf.
Take care.
Okay. Bye now.
All right. See you all next week. Bye, guys.
Good.